The Jerry Doyle Show.
Christmas in June. Political Christmas. For our guest, Anita Findley, author, actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor. Under the political Christmas tree this morning, Hillary Clinton's 635-page book, Hard Choices. Anita Findley is a former Democrat, now independent, self-avowed feminist, Hollywood actress. You probably know her from 24, The Young and the Restless, etc., etc. But her book that was number one on Amazon's Women in Politics list for 16 weeks, that's 4 months for those of you who went to public school, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, was about the mistreatment in many ways of Hillary Clinton in the previous presidential campaign. Now, Anita Findley is joining us on the show. Anita, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
How excited were you to get that book and download it and start reading it right away?
Well, it didn't come in a Tiffany box, if that's what you're talking about. But I did start reading it this morning when it became available.
I knew it.
Way to go. As you noted, it is an over 600-page tome. But
right.
I read it with great interest, so I will keep reporting to you as I finish it.
I wanted to get your insights on this because you're a like I said, self-avowed feminist, and you're a Hillary supporter in many ways, but equally critical of her and the Democrats where they deserve it. It seems as if right now the book, which most people haven't read, I've only gotten key passages from the book from places like Politico, The Washington Post, L.A. Times. So I haven't read the book in its totality, but it seems as if for those who have read it and those who haven't read it, that the argument, I guess, for or against her is that she can or can't relate to the average person. It has to do with personal wealth and some of her comments about being supposedly dead broke.
Oh, this is ridiculous, Jerry. I mean, you know, let's unpack that one. First of all, if you, in this day and age, anybody who wants to be president, anybody who wants to be dog catcher, every remark that you make is so scrutinized and blown out of proportion. Think about it. How many people do we have in politics today or running any sort of a company who, you know, may not relate to your life? The guy at Costco, the president of Costco, CEO, he doesn't make as much as some CEOs. I hear this guy's a great boss and treats his employees very well. He makes a lot more money than they do. Are we trying to say that he cannot relate to their plight? Simply, you know, obviously that's not true, because every time I go into Costco, I actually poll people. I'm a big believer in anecdotal evidence. I ask questions, and they have nothing but wonderful things to say. Oh, yeah, own stock in the company, love it. So right. I think that, you know, her remarks still will sound unfortunate, because compared to everyone else, yeah, they can't be dead broke. You've said in the past, you know, that when they got out of the White House, the Clintons were deeply in debt, whether, you know, they had to defend themselves or Bill Clinton had to hire lawyers and all this other stuff. But they had no money when they came to the White House. So for them, in terms of the political world, yeah, they were dead broke. That's true.
Right.
And the thing I also thought was kind of odd is that Diane Sawyer is criticizing Hillary for how much money you make on those speaking tours that you do. Really? What man was ever criticized for this? So, you know, I think the American people, as we go forward, are going to have to make a decision on whether she's relatable or not based on what she actually has to say, if she decides to run and when she gets out on the campaign trail, and how she specifically relates to their particular concerns.
Right. Well, with Diane Sawyer's interview, it was interesting because after Hillary Clinton gave that thing about how we had to pay taxes and we had to make double the money because of taxes and we had to get our houses and our mortgages and take care of our family members, I thought Sawyer was going to let it go there. But she did come back and ask her the question of what did she think Americans are going to say with five times the median income for someone in this country for you giving just one speech. And I was surprised Diane Sawyer doubled down on that, but she did. But this is going to be an interesting dilemma for the Democrats, because they do want to go after, they have been going after the disparity between what a CEO makes 100 times, 1,000 times what the average worker makes. And now here you have Hillary Clinton 2016 making five times the median income that someone works a year for in a 45-minute speech. So do you think that the Democrats are going to have to back off on that whole notion of people who make a lot of money are bad people, because Bill and Hillary Clinton made a lot of money, and if you want to extrapolate, then by default they must be greedy capitalists themselves?
I'm not sure how they're going to handle that, Jerry. I suspect that they won't back up, back off on it at all. And if Hillary runs, I think that she will adopt a typically defiant tone in that. Because remember, if she does get back into politics, her salary as president, should she be fortunate enough to be elected, would be around $400,000, which certainly, you know, that's a heck of a lot more than any median salary in this country. But it would not be as much as, you know, the $800,000 that some goofy middle manager in Bell, California was you know, making until they were finally thrown out, or is that some of these CEOs, I mean, look at Jamie Dimon, who presided over $20 billion in fines having to be paid back under his tenure, and he just got an enormous raise. So
sure.
We sort of have to look at that. But as I say, you know, politics typically has always been a rich person's game. And, look at Daryl Issa. I mean, he's the richest guy in Congress. I can't even imagine his net worth. So I think we have to remember that this kind of thing, there's plenty of it to go around back and forth. And as I say, you know, while you and I are fairly sure she's going to run, you know, there's a defiant thing about that, too. As a fellow Scorpio or sister Scorpio, I know we're a little odd like that. You know, we take a long time to make our decisions, and we don't do what everyone thinks we're going to do. So
yeah.
I assume she's going to run, but I think that in all fairness, until she stands up with a policy paper and does, you know, I suspect she will be better ready, but she may do what she did last time. She'll be very specific about how she talks to the people in terms of each state's economy, as she was more than prepared to do last time. And based on those talking points, they can decide whether she has money or not. And, you know, yeah, the woman is in her mid-60s now. It's not like she was 20 and living in Alaska when she did gutting fish for 4 months. Which
right.
she did also in washing dishes. So it's not like she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. She does know what it is to pay her bills by doing manual labor. So,
right. Well,
you know, I think people are going to have to make that decision based on what she says in the moment.
Yeah. $14 million advance is not a bad way to, whether you weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth,
no
put
kidding.
One in your mouth, in addition to the $8 million advance when she was dead broke when she came out of the White House. But here's a pay disparity issue there, Anita, that we can talk about. Bill Clinton got $15 million for his book, My Life. Hillary Clinton only got $14 million advance for her book, Hard Choices. Obviously, there's a pay disparity issue that has to be addressed there. Seriously, though, we got to take a break. When we get back, I want to talk to you about one of the things that she addresses very strongly in the book is her Iraq war vote. And she says that she regretted making that vote, but she held out against using the word mistake because of, and she said it wasn't because of political expediency. She said it was because if you say in our culture, I made a mistake, it's perceived as weakness. And in the book, she says, I got it wrong, plain and simple. Now, the people who are supportive of Hillary Clinton are saying, this tables the issue for good. It's done. It never needs to be discussed again. I wonder if they're going to extend the same courtesies to Governor Chris Christie in New Jersey with regard to the closure of the George Washington Bridge, because that's been discussed ad nauseum, too. But I want to discuss Hillary Clinton's war vote from her book, Hard Choices, when we get back with Anita Finley. Stick with us.
This is the Jerry Doyle Show.